This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Selection.
Great point, and we have talked quite a bit about that uranium deal here. Here's a quote from the Daily News today, which is not, you know, typically a big Donald Trump supporter. They're looking at the Hillary Clinton Foundation issue and saying it's a false dichotomy to put their political activities and their philanthropic activities in separate baskets. They are both means to the same end, which is seeking political power. And you know, perhaps the only analogy that is appropriate between the two foundations is, as I said in the beginning, Matt, that the Trump Foundation was shut down about 3 weeks ago, and the Clinton Foundation keeps on going.
Martha, can you see why voters might think that all this is just unfair? I know Trump uses the word rigged a lot, and a lot of people in the media roll their eyes at that, but this is why people feel like there is unfairness. And what is the Obama administration doing when they see this wrongdoing? They have whitewashed every one of these Clinton scandals. And if they whitewash this one and do nothing from an investigation standpoint, this is going to just create more disharmony out there. And I think it's actually boomeranging on her politically. To get to what Dennis talked about, you know, why doesn't she call out radical Islamic terrorism? Is it because regimes that fund them are actually funding their lifestyle and funding the foundation? This is very serious stuff. Why did she have a homebrew server? Is it because at the crux of all this, it's because they were doing these shady deals between the foundation and Bill Clinton Incorporated and who she was meeting with at the State Department? All of these things we've been talking about for 2 years, it all comes down to the same thing. Yeah. The Clintons abusing their power.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. And you both call essentially for an investigation into this, and it does seem merited. So we'll see where this goes now that all of this has come out. Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Martha McCallum and Matt Schlapp talking about what we're all talking about, and it's Hillary Clinton. And as you've heard us say many times on the show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we got lots of opinion, and even Hillary admits there's lots of smoke. But it's almost like she's taunting everyone to say, well, find the fire. Well, eventually, you're going to find the fire. There's just too much there. We just haven't been able to quite connect it. But with this drip, 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 and you know, this tortuous email release of Hillary's, you know, exposure, which, you know, Sarah Westwood and I have talked many times, Sarah, of course, from the Washington Examiner, about this slow drip process. I mean, we've been tortured through this. And what are we left to believe? Like it or not, you know, the majority of Americans, far and away, just do not trust Hillary Clinton. And as I was saying earlier, I mean, here it is. You know, she's coming into the White House with all this baggage. What is going to happen, you know, to her? I mean, I'm thinking in both cases. But as Pat Buchanan put it, you know, you got to Hillary Clinton, if she should take office, two-thirds of the nation believing she's untruthful. But, you know, think about what Donald Trump brings. You know, if he should, you know, search from behind and win, and all this polling information that we're getting, we realize is not very credible. Again, you know, we think what happened in Europe with Brexit, you know, the point switch was exactly the opposite of what the polling data had said was going to happen there. They underestimated the groundswell movement, and I see the groundswell. I mean, look at what's happening at all the events, how many thousands of people show up for Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. But anyway, as Buchanan puts it, he says, should Trump surge from behind to win, he would likely bring in with him both houses of Congress, much of his agenda, tax cuts, deregulation, border security, deportation of criminals here illegally, repeal of Obamacare, appointing justices like Scalia, unleashing the energy industry could be readily enacted. That all points upward and very positively for we the people in terms of getting this country back on track, because After all, as Carville said, it is the economy, stupid. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it is time for the one and only Jordan Goodman, America's money answers man and a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to get an update on what's going on with our money here. Credit card debt, the big problem that's facing consumers today, right?
It's gone over $1 trillion for the first time ever. People talk about student loan debt, which is about $1.3 trillion, but this is big.
Yeah.
And about 40% of the people in credit card debt are revolving their balances every month, meaning they're paying interest or fees. About 60% pay them off in full. So that's really expensive.
Yeah, no big surprise with this economy as it continues to languish, although the government and Barack Obama especially would want us to believe otherwise. But, I open up my pocketbook and, it doesn't seem to coincide with what the president is saying.
Exactly. I mean, what's happening is people's expenses are going up for things like health care and food and gas and other things. Mm-hmm. But their income is not going up, and they're making up the difference with debt. The difference now is that you're paying 14, 25, some incredibly high interest rate on the credit card, and you're earning nothing on your savings account or CD at the bank. So it's actually more expensive than it used to be in the past to be in credit card debt. And the banks, which had gotten tight after the financial crisis, remember they were cutting people's credit lines and making it difficult. Forget it. They are just flooding the market again. People are getting credit card offers all over the place because it's so wildly profitable for them. If they can earn 18% of their money with a credit card as opposed to, 3% on a mortgage or something, they're happy to do it. So it's giving people the rope to get into trouble all over again. And that's why I want to help people.
I'm hearing Tennessee Ernie Ford's song in the background. I owe my soul to the company's story.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. It is that way. It's like selling yourself out to the devil. It just happens to be Citibank and Chase and Wells Fargo and all those places. So let's give some specific help. First thing, get better credit cards. You don't have to put up with these terrible deals that come in the mail. What comes in the mail to you, Bill, is the worst deal. The highest fees, highest interest rates, shortest grace periods, and so on. Here's a free website, guidetocreditcard.com. We can get all the best deals, whatever it may be. Frequent flyer miles, you want rebates, you want GM points, whatever it may be. You get a card that's best for the way you spend your money and concentrate your spending on one or two cards where you get the rewards you want, whether it be a mileage trip or whatever it may be. So there's a free website, guidetocreditcard.com, that gets you the best deal there.
Well, Jordan, what about those cards? Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
What about those cards that say, okay, we'll transfer all your other credit card debt into this new credit card? That's kind of a sucker lead, isn't it?
Well, you can. These are what are called balance transfers, and you can get 0% for 6 months or a year, which is good, except realize there's a big fee up front for doing that, typically 4 or 5% of the amount you transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you transfer $10,000, it's going to be like a a $500 fee or something. It's going to really add up. So, and then the other thing is, if you pay late by 1 microsecond, Bill, it's not 0% anymore. It's 25%.
Wow.
You know, late fees, over limit charges, they really hit you pretty hard. So they're counting on you missing.
Small print, once again. You got to keep an eye on it. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we're saying, get the best credit cards, guide to creditcard.com. If you're behind and you have a lot of credit card debt, I would go to a reputable, nonprofit credit counseling agency because they can get you rates you just can't possibly get on your own. My favorite one's called Cambridge Credit Counseling. They've been around about 20 years. CambridgeCredit.org is their website. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. They've already got deals with Chase and Wells Fargo and Citibank and Bank of America and all that to get you like 6, 7%, something like that. You would combine all your different credit cards into one at the lowest rate. You make one payment to Cambridge, and depending on the numbers, 2, 3, 4 years, you can completely be out of debt, as opposed to kind of hanging this over you forever. If you pay the minimum on your credit card bill, it could be 30 years.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts.
So that can help a lot of people. And by the way, it's considered a neutral on your credit score. Doesn't help, doesn't hurt. But getting out of debt is what helps.
Yes,
and this is where you're actually paying principal instead of just paying interest for the rest of your life. So CambridgeCredit.org might help some of your listeners. Between that and getting better credit cards, hopefully that can help them. Because a lot of the credit card debt's not going to go away. You just want to get it under control in a better way.
Well, we're hearing a lot about Obamacare. People are opening up their notices and realizing, my goodness, the increases that we're talking about, Jordan.
Staggering.
I mean,
staggering.
Just
so here are some of the numbers. Nationally, the average is going to be about 25%. The average. Tennessee, 63%. Arizona, 114%. Okay. A lot of states are going to be 40, 50% increases. Now, this is going to go into effect January 1st. You're going to find out about it November 1st.
Right.
Here we are, 8 days before the election, and people are going to find out. So this is going to have all kinds of implications. First of all, it takes money out of people's pockets that they can spend on other things. So I think it's going to depress the holiday season to some extent. If people are spending 25% or more on their holiday premiums, on their health insurance premiums, they got less money for everything else in life. So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Second thing, I think a lot of people are going to drop it. I think if you're in Tennessee and your premium just went up 63%, a lot of people say, I can't do it. I just do not have the money. I got to eat, you know?
Yeah, people are paying the taxes anyway. They're paying the tax on it.
And so,
the fine, or rather, I should say.
So more and more people are going to pay the fine,
right?
And particularly young people. The way the whole system was set up from the beginning, Bill, was to have young, healthy people subsidize older, sicker people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 20 million who joined, by far, were older, sicker people getting the subsidies. Well, that's nice. But the younger, healthy ones said, no, I'm living in my mother's basement.
Right.
I'll pay the penalty, and I'll go without insurance. Even though it's financially difficult to do that, that's what they're choosing to do. So the whole structure behind the system was not set up in the right place. And now, and this just happened to me, Bill. My company's called Oxford and United Healthcare in New York.
Right.
And I just got a notice, goodbye. We're leaving the state as of January 1st. Go and find something on your own. And I went to a health insurance broker. They said, there is no choice. There's only one. There's Blue Cross. That's it. There's no choice. There's no competition. And their premiums are going up 40%.
And
there's going to be a lot of unhappy people about it.
And that's what's happening across the country.
Correct.
Is that, you know, in some cases, you almost feel lucky that you even have one. There's some that don't have
any. Many places, there's no choice. Literally, there's only one coverage. That's correct.
Wow.
And that's going to hurt a lot of people.
Well, and as you say, this is going to have an impact. I don't know if America decides maybe for the end of the year we're going to do one big consumer buying binge, because it'll be a while before they get to spend their money again with all this stuff that's going on with Obamacare. And, of course, this is setting up nicely for what President Obama, Jonathan Gruber, the designer of it, had projected anyway, and that's single payer. And Hillary Clinton says, I told you back in the 90s, I told you this is what we needed to do.
So this is what the people in the health insurance business are calling the death spiral. Okay, the premiums keep going up, more people keep dropping out, so you have to raise premiums at an accelerating rate on a declining pool of people.
Right.
And that's a death spiral.
Right.
Well,
and you mentioned earlier these young kids that were expected to carry the day here, and they're probably already looking at their paycheck and say, I'm already paying for my mother and father's Social Security because you guys already, you know, opened up that that lockbox, and so now you want me to be nice again and get involved in another Ponzi scheme called Obamacare.
Yeah. So it's one of the few places I've ever seen where you pay more and more for getting less and less, right? Yeah, your premiums are going up 25-50%.
Well, we got to
leave it right there. And the deductibles are higher.
We got to leave it there. We're out of time. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from you folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, 3 hours, okay, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez with you. It's time to have some fun. Scott, are you still a Toys R Us kid? I don't know that we ever grow out of being a Toys R Us kid.
You do not grow out of being a Toys R Us kid.
And I love this time of year because this time of year you get to see all the neat toys that are coming out, and you know, and you know, it's interesting because I find myself buying the very toy that I like myself for my grandkids now. So what does that say about me? Besides that, I need therapy.
As Neil's making his Christmas list, I've noticed that I'm very much so helping him accumulate the toys that we should get.
Exactly.
And you want Legos, right?
Accumulate is the proper word. Well, here to help us understand, in fact, the hashtag True Hot Toy List is considered a go-to guide for the season's hottest toys. And it is the season. Let me tell you, it's serious business creating a list of must-haves that helps parents and gift givers stay ahead of their kids' holiday requests for toys. Now, whether scoring deals in store or online, parents want to make wishes come true, of course, with an emphasis, and I would say parents and grandparents now, with an emphasis on play value. How do parents pick toys that will create outstanding play experiences for their kids? And as I mentioned, Toys R Us recently debuted its 2016 Holiday Hot Toy List. It is the company's annual go-to holiday shopping resource for parents, grandparents, and gift givers. And here to tell us all about it is Candace Distler. Candace has been a Toys R Us kid for as long as she can remember. Candace, welcome to the family. I'm glad that we're all Toys R Us kids here, huh?
Yes, thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you along with us. Now, what toys, let's talk about it, let's get right to it here. What toys made it to the Toys R Us Fabulous 15 list this year?
Well, they are truly fabulous. We have some awesome ones on the list this year, and one of them that's my favorite is the Wild Thing from Power Wheels. Wow. And it's this really awesome ride-on for kids, and it has a 360-degree spinning action, multi-terrain driving, so it gives almost like an off-roading experience, and really fun speeds on it, too. Kids mm-hmm. are absolutely loving this one, and it's going to be a big hit.
Wow, good. Okay, so that's at the top of the list now. And it's called Wild Thing, you said?
It's called Wild Thing from Power Wheels.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, number two.
And we also have a selfie mic for aspiring pop stars out there.
Mm, yes.
You can actually just pop your smartphone into the selfie mic. It comes with a selfie stick, and it allows you to make your own music video, and you can send it along to friends and family, post it on social media. This one's a lot of fun, even for myself.
Oh, how much fun is that? I mean, karaoke, move over, right?
Exactly.
Wow, very cool. That could be fun. Okay, and what else do we got?
So we also have the nostalgia element this year, and I can attest to this one because my husband and my brother are both adding these to their list. Mm-hmm. The Nintendo NES Classic Edition, mm-hmm. I'm telling you that adults and kids alike are going to be asking for this one. It comes equipped with 30 of the all-time greatest games, including Super Mario Brothers. Everything is installed and ready to go on there, and people are already asking about this one.
Wow. Okay, so Scott already knows there's three things here on the list, and he's got them down for me. I mean, his son is stepping aside. He's taking care of Mr. Bill here. Okay, so what about number four?
So I also really like the Furby Connect from Hasbro, mm-hmm. and this might be somewhat selfish of me, and that might be because I wasn't allowed to have a Furby as a kid.
Uh-huh.
So Furby
you have Furby envy. You're admitting to this on national
yes.
on our national radio show. This is going to go viral. This is going to absolutely go viral. Okay.
But Furby Connect this year actually has the capability of going to sleep, which was probably the reason why I wasn't allowed to have one as a kid. But
right.
It comes with a sleeping mask, also has really fun Bluetooth capabilities, and Furby, Furby's revamped, and Furby is mm-hmm. cool.
Whoa, all Furby needs is a reality TV show then, is what you're telling me, right?
Just wait, you never know.
Coming soon. Well, if anybody could do it, Toys R Us would probably come up with it. All right. Okay. Well, let's do one more because to go down all 15, we're going to run out of time, and there's some other things we want to talk about. So what's next on the list?
So we also have some great items with the movies coming out this year. So Trolls is going to be a big hit coming out next week, and we have the Star Wars movie coming out in December. And we have two great items on the list that are really going to be fun to bring the movie kind of back home with you. So we have the Hug Time Poppy doll that coincides with the Trolls movie, as well as the Star Wars Interactech Stormtrooper figure. And coming on November 1st, we're actually going to have some great exclusive Star Wars items as well. So there's mm-hmm. going to be some great stuff this season to really go with some of these hit movies.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's lots here on the list, and you can go to toysrus.com /hot toys and get the full list here. Candace is, she just, too many toys, not enough time here. That's just all there is to it, right, Candace?
Oh, for sure.
Right. So let's talk about mobile devices changing online shopping experiences. How's that going to work this year for us?
Yeah, so this year is actually really cool because our great big Toys R Us Book of Awesome is more digital in respect to adding a wish list for kids. So kids can actually go through our book, find the toys that they love, take a picture with their smartphone, and simply add it to their wish list online. And from there, you can email it out to friends and family, and they can even send it on to Santa.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, a direct line to Santa. Hey, get ready, Santa. You thought the mail was a lot before. We've gone digital here. So what's the difference about this toy season that consumers should know about, Candace?
Well, something big we're really seeing just trend-wise for this season is within the STEM and learning space. Parents are really liking the fact that they can get toys for their kids where they're having fun but also learning at the same time. And one of these really, truly amazing items is the Kano Computer Kit, which actually teaches kids how to build step-by-step a working computer.
Wow.
And teaches different programming languages like JavaScript and Python, just really amazing capabilities, teaching kids how to code. You know, this young, and that's for ages 8 years and up. Just really amazing.
Hey, they start doing that, I'll tell you, if they went to Catholic school where I went, they'd be putting them to work. I mean, you know, hey, with all the people that are digitally impaired, you start giving 8-year-olds this kind of power. I mean, we can get return on investment on these this Christmas season. Why not, huh?
Exactly.
Well, speaking of which, you know, it's been, you know, tough economically, and parents are looking for that value. You know, it's going to be tough this year, so they want to get the most bang for their buck. So what do you recommend?
Well, you know, I always recommend to our customers to choose a toy that potentially does even more than just provide fun, and that's where the STEM and learning items come through in my book, because kids are doing more than just having fun with the toys. Through playtime, they're actually learning. Another way is to look into what deals are out there. And with our great big Toys R Us Book of Awesome, these deals actually went live yesterday, and they're pretty fantastic.
I love that. I love the title of the book. I love that. Yeah. That's great.
Yep, and right now, customers can actually, if they spend $100 or more, they'll get a $25 gift card to spend in December.
Wow.
So it's a really great deal.
That's awesome. Well, that's awesome because it's part of the book, right? That's the way it's supposed to go. So
exactly.
All right. So is it better to buy online or offline? What are consumers telling us?
Great question. So there are always the consumers like me who don't mind shopping in their pajamas on their couch.
Yes.
But if you come into our stores this season, they're full of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Santa in some stores. We're going to have some great holiday events. And just quite honestly, I've always found that there's really nothing like walking into a Toys R Us store and experiencing that magic.
I love the environment.
Seeing the toys.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, you get the feel of the season, don't you? I mean, it's really cool. I mean, and for the most part, I guess, you know, because you go to Toys R Us, how can you be sad at Toys R Us, right?
It's true.
I mean, you know, it's like there's not a line for sad people at Toys R Us. It's only a happy line. That's the way it works over there. So,
yep.
So Candace, where can everybody go for more information? I mean, we covered a lot of information here that I think is going to be very useful for them this holiday season. So where can they go and get all the information that they need to know this holiday season?
Sure. Listeners can go to toysrus.com/hot toys to learn more about our hot toy list for the season and some of our great events as well.
Well, Candace Disler has been with us. She's one of us. She's a Toys R Us kid, and that's the way we like it around here. Candace, thank you so much for being with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, cape and all, I'm telling you, I'm just in that kind of mood this morning. I'm a little feisty, so, you know, after talking with Candace, you know, and going Toys R Us, we got to have a little bit of fun. But time to get back to some nuts and bolts of the situation. We got Coach Kevin Collins with us at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Coach holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine. He is a member of the American Mensa NYCPD Honor Legion, a retired New York City police officer, you know, just a wonderful human being. And we always appreciate Coach's insight. And you can always go, by the way, when he's not here with us, you can also check out his website, thecoachesteam.com. Coach, how are we doing?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, I'll tell you, it's exciting days. We're down to the last less than 2 weeks here. I'm going to do some early voting as soon as I'm off the show. I'm here on the East Coast. I head to the West Coast tomorrow. So I'll be in California, you know, for a couple of weeks with the kids and with a couple of our affiliates out there. But you know, I had to appreciate what Pat Buchanan had to had the insight to share with us regarding what is pending here. You know, when you consider Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, here's Hillary Clinton. He says the presidency from hell. He says Clinton will take office with 2/3 of the nation believing she is untruthful. That's the bottom line. I mean, how do we consider that? Now, in direct opposite, let's consider Donald Trump, who is surging. If he surges from behind to win, and it looks like some surge is happening, there is a momentum shift again. As we know, we've been on a roller coaster ride throughout this season. But Buchanan says, Donald Trump would likely bring with him both houses of Congress. Much of his agenda, tax cuts, deregulation, border security, deportation of criminals here illegally, repeal of Obamacare, appointing justices like Scalia, unleashing the energy industry, creating jobs could be readily enacted. I mean, Coach, you look at the comparison of these two candidates, it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's being reflected in what we're seeing now. I'll just give you a quick piece that I just got a hold of before we started to speak this morning. Hillary Clinton has a Twitter account, as most people do, and what was discovered was this morning that she put up a series of tweets, and remember, now we are about 12 days or something like that,
12 days,
and she could not get even 1,000 retweets or likes. I mean, this is, well, she got about 1,200 likes, but this is very significant. Also, I came across yesterday the fact that there was a poll put up by somebody on Facebook, and it simply asked you, who are you going to vote for? It mentioned all four candidates. I went to the link. The link was legit. It took me right to it. And I'm telling you that the number of people who were voting caused the page to spin like a roulette wheel. I had to actually be very quick to stop it so I could type in Trump and hit it and go.
Right.
And it was gone before my hand came back up.
Wow.
Now, I believe what I see, and I'm not even going to give you the number, but I'm telling you that the number was a huge, lopsided number in Trump's favor.
Well, and Coach, to your point about seeing, just observing what's going on, look at the rallies. How many thousands of people show up for him versus her? Tim Kaine, even, he had to cancel a rally here yesterday in Florida, a couple weeks ago. Hillary comes. We happen to be at a pro-life meeting next door, and that place was packed. Only 8 people showed up for Hillary. She canceled. She canceled the meeting there in Florida.
Well, actually, Michelle Obama had 11,000 people at a rally, and her guest was Hillary Clinton. That's what we have to put it.
Yes, right, exactly, yeah. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, she's a very popular first lady. The president is with his 55% approval rating, which still, I wonder, because after all the lies and everything that are coming out, that's rather obvious. And now with Obamacare, I don't know how he holds to a 55 rating. And all I can think of, Coach, is that, this was the same guy who went to England to tell the people there they needed to vote against Brexit. Didn't happen. Just the opposite occurred. So he obviously is losing his luster in parts of the global community.
Well, Bill Clinton himself has a terrible record of picking winners.
Yes.
And don't forget, too, the governor of Maryland came from 9 points behind with 9 days to go when Barack Obama, fortunately for everybody, injected himself into the election and endorsed Anthony Brown, the sitting lieutenant governor, Democrat of Maryland, who had a 9-point lead, and that got turned around in 9 days, and Larry Hogan won by just a little under 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, another a couple sidebars here, Coach, okay? People that keep these, keep measures of these things, also look at Halloween masks, for example. There is a 9-point differential of Donald Trump masks being chosen over Hillary Clinton mask. 9%. So, again, this is like one of those Punxsutawney Phil things, where the shadow of the mask is pointing to Trump.
Yes. Let's get to some hard data, though.
Yes, okay.
While she still leads by 6 points, in Michigan, Hillary Clinton has experienced a stunning 7-point drop in 7 days. Now, she was going to take a nap from now until Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
But her schedule shows she will be in Michigan four times from now until Election Day and twice in Wisconsin. So my question is, isn't the Democrat supposed to have these states wrapped up? After all, they are union through and through.
Exactly, right.
But that's not true. And, of course, the headline on Drudge this morning shows you what's happening. Even our crooked friends in the Walpole ABC poll
mm-hmm.
are stunned at what happened. And they know they're using oversample, undersample, stay away from this group, stay away from that part of the country polls. So it's not good.
Well, their ideology is blinding them. It's almost like, I call it the Dick Morris effect. If you remember 4 years ago, Morris, I don't know, unless, you know, the Democrats said, okay, we've had it with Morris. We're going to really bury him and make him look bad. And, you know, somehow he got worked, but he lost all credibility. And, you know, for all intent and purposes, I mean, he's out of business, isn't he, Coach?
Yeah, well, he's trying to hawk books. But what really hurt him was the fact that WikiLeaks outed Chris Ruddy, the guy that runs Newsmax,
yes,
as a Democrat media operative.
Apparatchik, yeah.
But I want to mention something too.
Okay, again. we got about 60 seconds before we go to break. Actually, about 50. All right, go ahead.
Let's step away from this. The IBD poll was very good to Trump.
He's talking about Investors Business Daily, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Okay, and he was crowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, the IBD poll has Trump down 3. But when you look at the internals, they're saying he's getting 5% of the black vote, which means he would be getting 1 point more than the hapless Mittens Romney, which is totally ridiculous. Contrast that to a Remington poll in Pennsylvania that shows Trump getting 29%.
That's more like it. Yeah, exactly. Coach, got to go to break. Coach Kevin Collins with us. More from the coach on the other side. Stay with us. 19 before the top of the hour right now.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Halloween is almost here, and prep is likely focused on the candy, the costumes, and the spooky decorations. So when the holiday arrives, dinner is often a last-minute stressor or a scary afterthought. But that doesn't have to be the case. Before the trick-or-treating festivities kick off, treat yourself to Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza, a best-in-class premium pizza that's the perfect no-fuss meal on nights as hectic as Halloween. Virtuoso is not your average frozen pizza. In fact, it tastes so fresh, you'll forget it was ever frozen. These pies have a deliciously thin, crispy crust and are made with only the freshest ingredients. Virtuoso is available in 9 uniquely flavored varieties, like pepperoni pesto, signature spinach, and tomato and goat cheese. So there's a flavor for every palate. Check out the store locator at www.oetker.us to see where Virtuoso is sold near you. And have a happy and incredibly scrumptious Halloween. This report is brought to you by Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Coach, I think the gopher's eye for the Democratic machinery got exposed. They're no longer with us. But the thing is, they're like the law of gravity. They just keep on coming, man. They've been around for a long time. Like they said, hey, look, we've been bussing people into these different voting districts for 50 years, and we're not about to stop now. So why shouldn't we be on guard, right?
But, yeah, that's what they think. They don't realize that there are going to be people out there. I mean, I've known it from my part of the country that for years they have rounded up people off the streets of Trenton, New Jersey, and bust them into Philadelphia. And you've asked, how do you get more votes than people? Well, that's how they do it. They bust them.
Well, the thing that's so amazing to me, I think it's phenomenal. I'm waiting for the New York Times or, the Washington Post to print something on this. It's just this miraculous thing that occurs, Coach, is that a Republican dies, rises from the dead 10 years later during the voting season, and suddenly becomes a Democrat when he rises from the dead. I think it's quite interesting.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what's interesting, too. We have, in my little town here, it'll be coming up soon. And when I say little town, I'm in New York City, but Staten Island's like a small town. Right. There's a junior high school that has had a mock election every year since who knows when. Mm-hmm. And it never fails, at least at the county executive level. It never fails. Well, I don't know if they've had it this year, but for the very first time, they did it in Minnesota. But Trump won by 4 points. Now, what does that mean, that high school kids are voting for Trump in a mock election? It means they're hearing that at the kitchen table.
Right.
Okay? And you've got to remember a stunning fact that every now and again, I'd say I don't believe this myself, but it's true. Minnesota has never voted for a Republican since 1928. Wow. Okay? That's the last time they voted for a Republican. Now, there is a district, a congressional district in Minnesota that has not voted Republican like forever. Trump is up 12 there. Okay. So, this is happening because they're getting beat on the head by Obamacare. which also beats the people in Arizona, okay, and beats the people in Pennsylvania, and they're getting beat by the refugee problem.
Right, exactly. All brought to you with the compliments of one Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi. You have to pass it to find out what's in it, girl.
Right. I want to say something that you probably won't hear anywhere else. I found this, and I found it extremely interesting. Here's how it goes. The leaders of the Amish community.
Yes, I was reading about that this morning as well, Coach. This is interesting right here, ladies and gentlemen. Hear what the coach is going to share with us.
They are 20 million people, but of that, most of them are children because they have large families. Mm. They have 3 million voters that are distributed in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Iowa, and a few other places. They have pledged the 3 million votes to Donald Trump. Now, none of them, I don't even know if they have telephones. Or
no, no telephones, no electronics. They don't participate. In fact, Jesse Waters just went out there and was talking with them, and for the most part, the sentiment was the Amish could care less. They're not involved. It's not part of their doing. So I thought this was quite, this might be one of the big October surprises that we've been waiting for here, that the Amish finally realize that they need to come, you know, and come to the help and aid of we the people.
Speaking about religious problems, I mentioned that some time back, October 7th, the ABC Langa research poll said that Donald Trump was leading amongst Catholics 57-33. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was really big news. Well, 2 weeks later, after the news got out that the Clinton camp had designs on overthrowing the authority of the Pope, Washington Post drops the Langa part, and they say now Trump is up 50-34. So that's a net loss of 9 points. So in other words, amongst Catholics, they like the idea of the Democrats taking over the Catholic Church so much that there was a nine point
swing. Yes,
now,
right.
Wait,
yeah.
There's just one more really nice little item in that.
Mm-hmm.
The Langa survey link. It's been 404'd. It's taken down. You can't find it.
Right. Well, there it is. You know, we're back to fish on Friday. So, Coach,
they are transparent in their childish belief that they can fool us.
Yeah. This is incredible. And this is the thing that I'm hearing, Coach, amongst my fellow Catholics, and that is they're going to come out to vote. I mean, traditionally, only about 50% of Catholics, and same way evangelicals, about 50% the number roughly in both cases, Christian or Catholic, will bother to register to vote, and only 50% of those registered will actually vote. But I am, for the sake of religious freedom, the way Christians and Catholics and people of faith have been persecuted the last 8 years, and we see the direction of the Supreme Court, the numbers, I think, are just going to be off the charts, Coach.
Well, I'll tell you another thing that has gone right under the radar. Last night on EWTN, which is the Catholic TV station,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump was interviewed. Now, oh, wait, we didn't hear about that. No. Of course not. It couldn't have happened. Crickets. Nothing. It wasn't... You know, New York Times, yeah, but you know what? Catholics who watch EWTN
right.
are going to be...
They're taking note. Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, when they hear about... And I'm sure... I haven't watched it yet because I taped it, but I'm sure that Trump... Because they were going to ask him about his conversion from pro-abortion to pro-life. So I'm sure that the plot against the church came up. Absolutely.
How can Catholics, Coach, how can evangelicals at all? This is the problem I have with the Democratic Party. I mean, just on one issue alone, it disqualifies the Democratic Party. End of story. I partial birth of abortion. I mean, you're looking at Hillary Clinton, as Megan Barth put it, being the partial birth abortion commander in chief. That's the way she describes Hillary Clinton.
You know what? I think that your question is an excellent one, but maybe we can reframe it. Is to who is being designated as a Catholic or an evangelical. You know, first of all, everybody, I just saw another piece. I wrote a piece 2 days ago, and now I just saw another piece about the fact that it takes 11,000 calls to get 1,000 people to answer. And it was even worse than I thought to get and that's with a machine. And person to person, it can cost, and this is what it said in the Pew survey, it can cost up to $100,000 in time to just get who you're talking to and get an interview. So I could see it, but, you know, are you a Catholic? Well, I work down the block from St. Patrick's. Well,
that's good.
Why didn't you say so?
Yes, exactly.
I have a question.
Well, you're closer to the Pope than I am. Scott's got a question. Go ahead,
I got
Scott.
A quick question here.
Laws that Christian passed.
Hey, Coach, hang on a second. Scott has a question here. Scott, go ahead.
Why is it so important that she wants to protect, you know, not even one kid could die from a gun, but yet this abortion thing she's on board with? And is that any different?
Well, this is the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party, and this is why a lot of Democrats are breaking, Coach. I mean, you know, they talk about the Republicans splintering. It's the Democratic Party itself. I mean, they're going, wait a minute, this is not my father's Democrat. This is not John Kennedy's Democratic Party anymore.
Yeah, well, look at the early voting. And you know what? The early voting in Florida, Bill, is even better because the three biggest Trump counties upstate, the ones around the big place that everybody goes, the villages.
Yes.
Are through and through Republican, and they just started early voting.
Right. Well, Coach, we got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to touch on Project Veritas. You may be aware we spoke with James O'Keefe yesterday, and he told us in advance of the fourth video. Now we've got four videos that are quite indicting about this whole scheme to launder money through Sting bank accounts in Belize.
If we had an honest media, that would be on the front page of every paper in America, and it would be over. If they caught Trump doing that, it would be over. It would be over. Hillary Clinton would win 65-35. Okay?
Yeah, she'd get her 50% difference that she says. She's wondering why she's not 50% points, you know, 50% ahead of Donald Trump right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you see, too, that 56% of people think that Trump is getting the raw end of the bias from the media. But he's only
clearly
getting 44% at best in the polls. So what's the difference? The 12 extra points? What are those Democrats that feel sorry for Trump?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Coach, forget about an October surprise. I think we're up for a November surprise. What do you think?
You bet, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Coach Kevin Collins has been with us. Congratulations on the book, by the way. Remind everybody about your book. We got 10 seconds, Coach.
That's the Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. It's at Amazon. Pick it up, please.
Go and then check out Coach's website, coachesteam.com. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Coach.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be helpful?